Let's get started. Just remember, if you raise your hand, you want to speak, state your name first. So everybody knows who's talking and all that, and my man can get the right names wrote down, and we can get the right names put on the paper.
And if y'all could come to the podium, that'll help with the recordings and all that stuff. Also.
Exactly, yeah. Ms. Mark?
That's right. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us.
We fall short, Lord.
We ask you to be with us today as we conduct the county business. Everything we do will be in your will. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Medical supplies.
Okay. Need approval of the minutes of the Board of County Commissioners and the Cross City Workshop, January 17th. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the regular meeting, January 18th.
Motion,
Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the workshop. With a community center workshop.
Motion,
Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Vouchers. Have y'all had time to look at them?
I'll still ask them.
Okay. Well, we'll come back. Two officers here like to speak. No. Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
We have a couple things for you today, and the first thing on the agenda is we need to table the Land Development Code reading. This should have been the second reading. It's not that the Land Development Code is not ready to be read. It's Tuesday afternoon, I discovered an issue I wasn't aware of. And it goes back quite some years. So when I first got hired on, one of the things that I wanted to know was who could audit the building department and who could discipline the building department. And FEMA is at one of the top of the list right there. So finding our floodplain ordinance was on Municode in Chapter 16. And I printed it off in half, and I referenced it many times because that's where it was. So in going through the Land Development Code, there's little sections in there that relate to flood, and they need to be added to the floodplain ordinance. But when I got a hold of Rebecca Quinn, who is the liaison with all the floodplain ordinances with the counties and pretty much FEMA, she advised that we could not repeal the Land Development Code until we have our ordinance passed. And she went and gave me a little bit of history on this. And I told her, I said, we have a standalone ordinance in Chapter 16. So when I went back to look for it, it wasn't there. It had been removed, the whole section had. And so a little bit of research showed that in 21, when the clerk's office started updating the code, there was an ordinance done here at the county in 2015 January. And in protest of FEMA, the Planning Council put it inside the Land Development Code. So you now have tied that back to the Land Development Code.
So when was that? That was January of 18. Okay.
I wasn't hired until...
Later that, exactly.
18. I wish I had got here sooner. But...
And I wasn't on the Planning Council that
time. But the thing is, I'm not even...
I was.
You was?
I signed it.
What'd you do that for, boy?
This is the right thing to do.
Well, you have bad information. And that's the best thing to be. But you had a standalone floodplain ordinance that was there, and they tucked it into the Land Development Code because it was easy for them. Even at the protest of FDM, they had sent notice to the county about that, that that was a horrible idea. FDM did not approve that. And so, put this on table, and we'll bring the floodplain ordinance to put it back into Chapter 16, where it should go, and then we'll do them both at the same time. If we was to repeal the Land Development Code without fixing that, then you put the NFIP in jeopardy.
I make a motion to table it again.
So, we got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
So that's, it was frustrating to learn that, and there wasn't enough time to fix it, because we got everything like that, and go through the whole going on that.
That was what I was going to say, gentlemen. My recommendation is when we do get this back, that we do re-advertise and do first and second reading again.
All over again.
And make it clean.
Since we're going to be bringing back the floodplain ordinance and the land development code, we have the code enforcement ready to go to. I say we just bring them all three at the same time. It'll be what it is. And don't get me wrong, we were going to do the land development code and get the local planning council set up for that. I recommend that we go ahead and appoint those members to the local planning council. That way I can go ahead and get their training scheduled and go ahead and start getting them oriented to the further the year goes along, the busier we get.
Yep.
And then on June 1st, we'll be back to hurricane season. It gets even easier. Those members right there, we never recorded their names in the minutes. But I had Gary Jones from District 1, Chris McKenzie from District 2, Colleen Dials from District 3, Karen Van Arnum from District 4, and Sarah Ross from District 5. Is those still your...
We need to make a motion on that?
Yes.
Motion.
Got a motion, second. Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we got...
I have a question.
State your name.
Mary Goodman. The code that is the flood thing that you're talking about, is that going to affect anybody that's already been in the county when you bring that back into place?
No. So to explain everything, there's a land development code book, and that book identifies properties within the jurisdiction of Dixie County. You have a piece of property, what can you do with it? You know, can you change it? What can you build on it? You have certain property rights. And so these books were passed out in the 1990s, and for a large part, they were not really messed with for a lengthy period of time. What we discovered in code enforcement is that code enforcement, building code, and flood have all been wrapped up in that book. That book came technically first. Building code wasn't adopted until 2001. At that time, it should have been restructured. And what we're doing is we're separating out land development code. We'll have flood plain ordinance. We'll have code enforcement. They'll have their own technical manuals. And your code will be essentially the same. We're just going to remove it from reference in the land development code. Floodplain is always going to be a reference, right?
Okay.
So your federal floodplain ordinances come from federal code. They're not even, they're handed to the state, passed to us. The land development code is the county law that is set in place by ordinance. It'll be clean and simple and easy to understand when we're done. They made it complicated and kept it complicated for many years. And just this incident right here that you had FEMA telling the county that this is a horrible thing to do, the planning council still done what they like to do, just do what they want to do. And created even more problems. I've said it plenty of times how I feel about it. They had their own opinions. The other item that you have a preliminary plat for top of the what he's seeking is approval to move forward with construction documents. If there's changes to the construction documents, then it comes back before the board. And the only reservation that I have for you is the proposed retention area, because it's right there in the edge of that wetland. The owner has an engineer who says that they can permit that. That's not for me to say yay or nay. He's here if you want to talk to him.
I just assume let's move forward, because at the last meeting we all agreed that if they didn't change nothing and left it like it was, that when he went through you and bring it back, that we was going to approve it. But if he changed it, then we had to go back and do everything over again.
Yeah.
My understanding, so.
Yeah, so this is not, you know, don't get me wrong. The last major subdivision that came before the board was River Shores, and it got screwed up from the get-go. This is not for you to sign. This is approval for him to move forward with construction documents. It meets the lot size. The roads are now correct. The issue between the neighbor, I think, was
resolved.
I believe so.
Well, I make the motion. Let's move forward.
I'll second it.
We got it. We got it.
District 5.
How many houses is going to be in there now, John?
32.
I thought it was down to 20, so.
It meets the zoning for that area.
It's supposed to be
hang on. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Got a second, Mr. Hatch.
Well, we're in discussion.
Now, continue.
I thought it was only supposed to be around 20, 24, 25 houses. From before, that's what I interpret.
Mm-hmm.
But they were asking for 47, right?
Right, 47. Yeah, and they originally, but this was residential single family two, 10,000 square foot lots. And you can see on the lot sizes right there, they meet that requirement.
Without changing the code?
Now, on the previous plat that they submitted, it showed a bunch of forward-facing lots to the road. They created a bunch of corner lots that wasn't allowed, so they redrew this.
Just happy looks better.
Yes.
Just some of them lots before, if I'm not mistaken, around 6,000 square foot. I mean, there was a lot of issues there with them. So everyone I see so far is 10,000 square foot or over. And then the retention area is the lots in question, right,
Leon? My name is John Lane. I want to address that retention area. We had it, it was further down in the wetlands, and we talked to the engineer and we talked to Quantum River Water Management. Where it is now is except
up higher.
Yeah, up higher on the hill.
Leon, if
all that would just filter the water that goes into the wetlands.
But if there's a hiccup, period.
If there's any changes in the construction documents, it has to come back for approval.
Okay.
And I got one question, John. That's the only thing I got is that they. Where did y'all wind up on the road issue with the Mr. Lotto?
I just talked to him on the phone. Sincerely,
if you're looking for something about Leon,
I thought it had looking at this plat. I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Any more discussion?
I don't have any more.
This is a county, it's actually a boat ramp.
Mr. Wood, you got any more questions?
Nope.
All right, we've got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye. Thank
you all
very much. Thank you. Last item that I have for you is an application for a variance. An petition by Jeffrey and Rebecca McGuire, located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 30, 3312, 3596, 0001, 0090, 119 Southeast 218th Street, Old Town, Florida, 33680, to request a variance for the rear and front side setbacks from 25 feet down to zero, and to reduce the rear setback by 15 feet down to zero, and to reduce the side setbacks east and west from 10 feet to zero for the construction of a new home by petition dated 01-11-2024, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSF, mobile home image. Subparagraph 2 of the Extended Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.3, variance procedures. This Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch. My recommendation on that right there is you've done these variances before. They're requesting zero setbacks all the way around. Anything that encroaches within 5 feet changes the fire code. So it's always been my recommendation not to go closer than 5 feet.
Also on that, if you go to zero, all their water off their buildings is going to be going on to the neighbor's property.
There's a whole bunch of things that come into play right there. And you can approve whatever it is that you want. They want to know how big of an area they can have to build in the house. And
have you got any opposition on this? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Yes, sir.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jeff McBride. I'm the person inclined for the variance, but to answer your question, the way the lot's designed, it's going to be a narrow home, so there isn't really any concern about runoff to the neighbors on the side, if that answers the question.
Well, I'm just concerned about if you're going to a zero setback, is that going to be a zero on your eave or the side of the home? And what you, if you're going to zero, what are you going to do with that water that comes off the building?
What I'm saying is the way the home is designed and the way it's going to be positioned on the lot, it's not going to be close enough to zero. But it is the way the lot's shaped, I have to position the house. Like the corner is going to be kitty to the Dean's property, and then the front's going to be cornered towards the Fiegel property.
So the corner of the home is going to be zero. It's not going to be running parallel.
The way the plans are drawn up, it's about 7 feet. From the property.
So basically you're going to be 7 feet off the property.
Leon, have you got
that on all sides?
On that, don't we require
it here, but we have a site plan at the office. That's what I was just texting to see in my folder. Like I said, my recommendation is always no closer than 5 feet. And as to the drip line, that's a...
Have y'all heard anything on this?
I haven't heard of one.
Okay, is Miss Martha, anybody on the phone?
No.
Is 5 foot good for y'all?
That should.
Motion to approve for 5 foot.
We got a motion for 5 feet. Second for Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
Is that the drip line we're talking about, or the edge of the home?
I said drip line.
Drip line.
Drip line. Okay.
For clarity, is that 5 foot on all four sides?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure we've got that accurate.
All in favor?
Wait a minute. You did say seven. You felt seven,
yes,
so
sir.
Five. Good. Yeah, okay.
So, all in favor?
Thanks.
Thank
you, sir. So before we go out of the part of this meeting right here, in reviewing the land development code, because the next thing that we will do after we adopt the land development code is we will look at the land development maps. And there's issues with them maps right there. We've identified hundreds of them that are not correct, and they were not correct from the very beginning. You know, just case in point, the one that we brought before the board about Dixie Salvage out there, you know, it's always been that way, and it should have been that way on the map. But it goes back to, you know, you didn't have anyone here at the time looking after the county in that regard. So a lot of times, these variances that are coming before the board, especially in the town of Suwanee, you look back and at first you would think, just reduce the side setbacks instead of doing rules of variances across the board, because you're creating nonconformities. But it hit me. It was owned improperly from the get-go. That was never in that zoning district. That zoning was on the map. It should have been a higher density than what it was. Those lot sizes were 55-98 down there from the get-go. And so the size setbacks would have fell in the higher density category. That'll be one of the things that we have to look at on the maps. That isn't nothing that we can fix today, but in the future, it will be something that we look at and say, hey, we know that those subdivisions have vested rights. We know that they are legal nonconformities. The simplest thing to be done was to fix it on the map, and you wouldn't have some of the issues that you constantly see repetitive. Don't get me wrong, that's going to be another talk for another day, but that is something for you to start thinking about. I'm sure there's people in your districts that you know, like, their zoning maps are wrong, and after we set up the local planning board, we're going to sit down and review those maps very carefully to try and identify those mistakes and get them corrected. Other than that, that's all I have for you today.
I know that a lot of that stuff, some of that was handled by, like, the health department because you have to meet certain setbacks on your well and septic. Like Bobo's Trailer Park, how that got done, there was a guy up north had a dealership, and he had those cut up in 25-foot wide lots. And if they bought a car, he'd give them a lot of land in Florida.
Need a motion to go back to the board?
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
About all my vehicles.
Resolution 2024-05.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
I got a motion to approve the vouchers.
All right. We got a motion to Mr. Stevenson to approve the vouchers. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor? All right. SK.
Good morning. I'm Kay McAllister, the tourism director for the county. I'm going to give you all a beginning of the year update, what we've been doing. First of all, hurricane recovery is coming along nicely. We've had some challenges, of course, including Jarrett Island Park and Horseshoe Beach Park, but thanks to the board and the manager's office, y'all are constantly working on that, so I appreciate it. We're hoping that, you know, we can possibly even get some grants that will help to build it back better than before. In mid-January, we had a BFW group hold their state meeting at the Putnam Lodge, and it brought a nice boost to the tourism economy. All the rooms were booked for several nights, and they had overflow to other hotels. They also booked the meeting room, so if any of you ever know of, you know, groups, 50 people, that type of size, events, try to get them to come our way. I just returned from the four-day Atlanta RV and camping show. It was 34 hours on the show floor, promoting Dixie County to people who enjoy exploring the, you know, cooler areas. Most assume that Florida is just, you know, covered up with snowbirds, so I was able, you know, they were asking, you know, how far in advance do we have to book 6 months in advance and such, and I told them y'all could call today and have a place to stay tomorrow, so they appreciated knowing this kind of information. Because of the hurricane, this isn't totally tourism, but we have, Shelly and I have been working on the short-term overnight license program. Because of the hurricane, we delayed it some, you know, about 4 to 5 months, because a lot of those places that people rent are on the coastline, and we didn't really want to, you know, as soon as you have to pay for all your repairs or rebuild wherever you're trying to rent and say, oh, by the way, you now owe this much more. But we kind of wanted to let everybody get a hold of taking care of what they needed to do and decide if they're still going to rent. And so we are moving forward with that. We're getting to the advertising stage, so we'll have some more to report on that this next month. Let's see. I'm happy to announce that Visit Florida has given us a $100,000 hurricane relief grant, marketing recovery. I've been working with them on that program. They are going to have a filming crew come to Dixie at the end of the month. What we're going to be spending that money on, of course, it has to be through Visit Florida and through their marketing program, but they're paying for the films. We're going to do videos of fishing, cycling, fresh seafood, and some other different activities. So they'll be putting that together, and then they'll be marketing that, letting people know that we're recovered and open for business. Upcoming events. We had the Christmas on the farm at the Cracker House Winery, well, previous and upcoming events, in December. Unfortunately, it was pretty much rained out, but they have confirmed that they want to do it again this next year. Horseshoe Beach just held a benefit music festival this last weekend. Saw some pictures from that. It looked like a nice event. They had little weather situations too, but they still kept it going. Village Craft Festival is coming up February 16th through 18th. If you haven't had a chance to go to that, it's a great event. It's been built up through the years and really brings a lot of economy. Even though it is held on the Steam Hatchie side of the river, it brings in a lot of economy to our county also. Then we'll have March 9th will be the Suwannee Arts and Nature Festival that is run through our library program. I think it's their seventh year. So plan to go to that if you can. Of course, you will be holding a shrimp festival April 6th. And then that'll be followed by their main Horseshoe Beach Festival, which is going to be Memorial Day weekend, May 25th. And then, of course, April 27th, I believe, is going to be the Cross City Centennial event. So I hope all of you all can get involved with that and come to that event. It'll be held right here in Cross City. For the Tourism Board, we're updating our website. So soon we'll have, including these videos, and have a lot more definite information on the website. And for these events, we'll have a calendar on there. And then also, please join us on our Facebook group, Visit Dixie Facebook group. So any questions from you all?
I got it.
Yes, sir.
Rural County Days, do you want to touch on that?
Well, for Rural County Days, I was at the Atlanta show, so instead of me touching on it, would you like to touch on it since I wasn't there?
Sure. We went to Tallahassee. The board went up there. Everybody was there for Rural County Days, and we promoted peanuts and farming and gave out a lot of tour stuff for boating, fishing, and blah, blah, blah. Kind of enhance our coastline and our county. So it went really well. I appreciate the turnout from the board. Appreciate the turnout from you and your, even though your endeavors with someone else, you helped us tremendously. So hopefully you got all your stuff back in one piece.
I did. Got it all packed back up and everything.
Yeah.
We were able to do the tent. We have a nice outside tent. They were able to use that as the Tallahassee event. My event was indoors, so we didn't need to share equipment there, and had new brochures put together. So they've been updated with our new places to stay in the county.
So that went really well. The only other thing is the Suwannee March the 9th. What did we say? It was the seventh event we've done down there. Paul, Miss Jane has got a list. I think Hutch has got that in his hand now. But we've done Christmas in the park down there, and we did not permit using the pickleball courts. It used to be the old tennis courts. But we have spent about $30,000 on the pickleball courts, so we kept that foot traffic off of that. And we just need some dirt down there. Hutch knows about it. So he's on top of it. But just keep that in your radar also.
And we've got some new board members, a couple of new people from the Gina area that are on our board now, Shelly Ross and Sarah Watts. And Paul Greenwood is also on the board. We have a new Horseshoe Beach person that's joined us too, so it's a good working group. We will be having a workshop March the 6th, I believe, is a Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock at the meeting room next to the library. And Visit Florida is going, their representative is going to come and talk to everyone. We're inviting, you know, anyone that has rental property, talk to them all about their programs and memberships and free programs that they have through Visit Florida to advertise your...
That's March.
Yes.
Your office?
No, it's going to be in the meeting place.
It's the library.
By the library.
Office. Library. That's a Wednesday also.
Okay, then it will be the Tuesday.
Okay. So that's going to be...
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything you do to promote the county, and the tent come in handy because it was drizzling rain. We would have got wet without it. And I picked up a lot of stuff from a lot of the other counties that I'm going to show y'all at the next meeting that we could get with vendors here to promote our county, like little miniature bottles of cane syrup. All kind of neat stuff that they had that we have in our county that we could actually add to our deal.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Ms. Sheila?
Thank you very much, Sheila Frierson with Dixon County Anti-Drug Coalition. And I thank you for always letting me be willing to update you all. Just two quick updates. One is something that we have been doing for quite some time. I have sheets of that will be available outside. We have four recovery groups each week that are there to assist people who might need help with recovery in many different ways. So these are out there. They're open to the public and free. Another thing that we'll be helping to sponsor is in April we'll be sponsoring something called Uplift to Tri-County. It is a community-based program that will be for Dixie, Gilchrist, and Levy County. This program will help to prepare our churches and our faith-based communities to be able to outreach to people that might be at risk for suicide, mental illness, and also substance abuse. So, and we'll be, it's a free program, and it will be available. It's on our Facebook page. You can go and register, and we would love to seek participation from our churches in Dixie. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve?
We are currently down to 929 active accounts in Suwannee. That's down by another four. This is all due to the storm and demolition permits. We have suspended services. So we've gone from 956 down to 929. Right now we've completed 161 reinstalls of grinders, lids, control cables, and control boxes. We got approximately about 814 more to go. FDEM, I've been on the phone with them. We've been back in December. They were supposed to help us with labor to do these grinder installs. 5 days before they were supposed to start, they backed out. Well, I haven't given up. And hopefully within 2 weeks, they're going to start again. They are in negotiations with two contractors to get at least 10 a day done each. So that should be a huge help. Also this week, we have been riding around with FEMA. They are marking all the storm damage of our meters. So they will hopefully approve 400 meters that they will purchase for us. Last month also, we had a sewer main and a water main leak. Both have been repaired. Our sewer plant inspection by FDEP on February 21st has been postponed until March 12th. We do have some things to do before they get here. We also received a letter of warning from FDEP for the lift station overflow in December, and that's directly due to storms that we're only running on two pumps on the lift station. We're waiting on parts to get the third pump up and running. I also been in talks with Florida Rural Water Association to get funding to move our lift station across the street onto our property and raise it up so it's the canals are not in danger.
Where that water tower used to be?
Yes, sir. We tried through grants, but due to prior administration, we haven't had good audits, so we're going to a different process this time.
Great idea. Get it off the right away, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be across the street. They may leave a basin in there, but what they'll do is probably weld another 3-4 foot on it. So it'd be just total wrap. Other than that, I have nothing else.
All
one thing. Steve, I put Steve in some, I throw extra work on Steve from time to time, and it helps our road department tremendously. I just want to publicly thank him for always stepping up on the road. If we got a hole in a road or something down yonder, he always handles it. I appreciate it.
We are everything out there.
Y'all are, and we truly appreciate it. Yeah. It helps us tremendously. And there again, Neyland, whatever you need, let us know. We'll get it down there to you.
Actually, we're going to need some of that for the lift station for this inspection.
Okay. Paul, whatever he needs, get with Paul, and he'll take care of it. Okay. But thank you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do, and I'm really feel good about that. I thought that number would be a lot. We would lose a lot more customers due to the magnitude of the storm and all. So.
It's just for houses that we've lost.
Just getting one back.
But I thought the numbers would be way higher on what the
there's probably that have not got demo permits, probably about another 20 or 30.
Thank you.
Mr. Bailey?
Good morning. EOC, we had a site visit from the Water Management District on that project on the 30th. No issues arose from that. We anticipate submitting a response to the REI by the end of the day. Once we receive the permit from them, we should be ready to advertise for a couple meetings we want to have to fine-tune the information, technology stuff, IT stuff on that, but once that's done and the water permit received, we should be ready to go on that. Old Town, we sent the notice of award and the contract to Slack for their execution. They have 15 days to do that, turn to the board so the board can execute that. There's documents that they have to obtain, their performance bond and all that. They need that contract to be able to do all that. So as soon as we get all that back and the board executes it, then we can schedule a pre-construction meeting to initiate construction on that. On the library roof repair, we'll be delivering bid documents on Monday to Paul's office for performance of that. CDBG project, 95th and 97th. In the course of our design and investigation, we got two large oak trees that will be taken down. So we want to make sure there's not going to be any problems. Sometimes we have some communities where we take down large trees like that. People may have some concerns with it, but one is directly in the roadway.
The road is going around it. Yep.
It's impacting our road surface. And then the other one is right adjacent to it, and the roots of it will impact it as well. So we need to take those down. There's a number of encroachments from the neighborhood out there, fences, some other landscaping items and all that. We think we can work around all of those. So we won't be impacting them to that degree. The biggest thing is those two trees. Pal Chairs, we received comments from DOT back on the 18th. We're addressing those comments, and we'll be submitting that back to DOT for their approval to advertise. The Sheriff's Evidence Building, we're waiting on the Sheriff to set up a coordination meeting to kind of go over that with his staff and our staff and getting the comments. But, it's been kind of a back and forth trying to get time. He had some conflicts and whatnot, so as soon as he can clear his schedule to do a map. And that's all I have as far as active project.
I got a question. Here on our Dixie County LMS project for 2022, you flip over to the back of it. I don't know if y'all got a copy of this. I requested from Paul this past week. It's got completed and deleted projects from 2022 LMS. Steve Swanee Seawall was on here. He was working on something with that also. Direction on the seawall, whatever.
We're trying to find the source of funding. We've made those submittals and whatnot, so it's just been difficult finding funding for that. So the first phase of that was done back during that
2009, I think. All right, well, this evidently we're not going to be able to do it through the county. Thing, so continue.
Well, I think it needs to be listed on there because it gives you some points on that.
Yeah, it
I
does.
You also got, there's some other opportunities coming forward that through the resiliency program.
Yeah.
And I think John and him doing the resiliency report and study, you will need that to be in place to get eligible for those funds. So that will put you eligible for that.
Yeah, on this revised list, it's not on here. There's 35 things on here. That seawall's not one of them. And I don't see my roads on here in 20 either. I just see a lot of hardening for county stuff like that. But anyway.
Well, I'll get with
you. You're John, one of y'all, and Paul, and Scott. He's not here today, is he? Okay. I want to know how we rank these lists. I want to know a little bit more about this. Seems like they out there doing their thing, and we get left out of the mix. I want to know what's going on with it.
They had a meeting last week with a bunch of...
Yeah, Nary Commissioner was invited to that meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're pensing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Locklear?
Wait a minute. Before I say that, was y'all invited to the meeting? Did y'all know about it?
No, sir.
Because I wasn't.
Nope.
So I took it for granted I wasn't, y'all wasn't either.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Mr. Chair, I'll be brief. Two updates. One on County Road 351. DOT had a question, concern, some hydrants on our getting to approval. We met with them, talked to them, and that's the solution that we're submitting today. And I hope to get an authorization to advertise for them in the next couple weeks, which would be great. Vulnerability assessment project. That's the one that you guys are doing with Tri-County, Taylor, Jefferson, you guys. That's going to be kicking off in the next 2 weeks. I think we have our kickoff meeting, and there'll be public meetings associated with that, which obviously we'd like to have some representation from the board if possible. We'll get to those pretty soon, scheduling those pretty soon, where we're looking for input from citizens and stakeholders of any kind. On what, you know, concerns or issues we should be addressing from their part and from the board's part. So stay tuned for that. We should have those scheduled relatively quickly after the kickoff meeting. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me. And I know Mr. Osteen and Mr. Hatch, you went and meet with me about the vulnerability assessment, identify some projects that we could go after. So
yeah, I called you. I never get a call back.
You called me?
Yes, I did.
My fault. I missed that call. I'll call you back.
Great idea.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Miss Cindy.
Good morning. It is time to renew our contract for the summer program with Alpine James. He's done a wonderful job for years.
Also moved. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
At some of the meetings we use that.
Okay.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevens, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
So move.
In other words, what she's saying, I'm agreeing with her, and I'm making that into a motion, what she's saying.
Okay.
It sounds like you have been through the FFA program at the high school because they know Robert's Rules of Law Order. All the kids that go through there are awesome. And they really need thank you.
You're welcome.
And I received notification last night that Dempsey and Gilchrist County Library received a $5,000 FINRA grant. We went through Three Rivers. So Dale gets credit for all this. But it was to buy financial books to help people learn how to handle their finances and not get scammed and hoodooed after hurricane. Some of it is in the form of e-books. So anybody with library cards can go online and check out those books online, wherever they are. But we also have some in both libraries. So that goes a long way, $5,000.
Yes.
And I was going to remind y'all of the festival, but Kay has already done that. So we do have a volunteer meeting this Saturday down at the Community Tech Center for anybody who's interested. 1 o'clock Saturday. We want volunteers for it.
Thank you, Miss Cindy, for everything that you do for us. Yes. Mr. Freeman?
I don't have anything.
I got something on the library.
Okay.
Before we leave.
Okay, go ahead.
Due to my father's passing and his diligence, he worked hard on the library committee and stuff like that to get all that established in the county. I would like to see maybe we put a plaque or something up at the libraries and his work to better the libraries in the county and so forth.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Wait a minute. I'd like for Jody to handle the design of it and the wording of it and let you do that.
I don't have it, Miss Cindy.
Well, you turn it over to whoever you want to, but I want you to proofread everything, make sure it's exactly what Mr. Johnny deserves and for his years of service, and you handle that side of it. You're good with it. Do it.
Yes. And that's in the motion, too. So we got a motion and a second. All in favor? Mr. Johnson.
I wanted to give y'all an update on the truck. It's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. After I get all the information, I'll get it to Ms. Crowley. You get it insured, get it tagged, hopefully get it on the road by Monday.
Good deal.
Yeah. You made the first road trip in it, right?
You bet it. I promised about 7 years ago.
Is that all you got? Because I got some.
Yeah.
Okay, 55A, we talked about the building out there. I looked at it again this past week. Took that thing out. It's probably been there for 20-30 years. I'd like for us to replace that building and then look at the rest of them and start replacing it. I want to start on 55A because I've looked at it. The floor's about to fall through. We're going to get an employee hurt there or a citizen that walks up trying to ask where something goes.
Okay.
So turn that over to you, get some quotes on new building. Whatever size, 8x8, 8x10, but I would like a porch on it.
Okay.
Y'all have any opposition to that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to replace that building.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. That's all I got.
Okay. I just want to update on the compactor. Where we at?
Okay, I talked to the guy yesterday. The tip technician came. The guy's name is, I have to look at his card. I talked to so many people there today, I don't know. I think it is Bert Griffin.
Right.
He's a technician. He got with John Arwood, which is the guy that we actually bought the compactor from. He subcontracts for him doing work for him.
Okay.
And he told me that he thought it was a cylinder. Or either something is hung up in the blade, and I told him, I said, we need to get this repaired, get it back up in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed, and he is supposed to contact me either today or tomorrow, and we're going to move forward. We're trying to get it going, get it back online.
All right. Good deal, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have you looked at that and seen if maybe we put... tried to compact too much, or did we do anything to possibly cause the...
He said it could be manufacturer error. He said they have had some problems with it. come out and measured it. We put a tape measuring all on the bottom and a level it all. And it does look like to me the bottom of it has got a small crown on it. And it, I mean, it'll wake the dead up. I mean, it's loud.
Mm.
And they are working on getting it repaired. The one guy that was with the bird, he thinks the best thing to do, and he's going to push for it, he told me, was just to replace it.
There you go.
Put a new one in instead of having to do all that work to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree with him. Yes. I think that's the best route to go.
This is a manufacturing error. Even if they try to fix it, you will have worse problems down the road.
And let them know we...
About the time the warranty runs out.
Yeah, exactly.
And just remind them, this is just the first one. We got a bunch more that we might buy later.
I did kind of hint to that yesterday to the guy, and I think he got the message. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I did want to give y'all an update on the power going to. We are making progress on it. It's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when I leave here today, I'm going to go down and look and see what they've got done, but we are making progress on it.
Thank you, Tim.
I can give an update on that. Actually, Mr. Hutchinson met with Tri-County Electric down there a couple of weeks ago to look at the right-of-ways and any limbs or trees that would need to be cleared prior to them placing their posts. So I do have all of that information, and as soon as we get the proper utility easement signed by a couple of landowners, then they'll be ready to move forward on running that.
Anything else?
Tim, you got how close are we getting back to burning this?
I'm gonna try to burn. I talked to Paul about working tomorrow, burning it, trying to get going on that again. Had some issues with employees, you know, about the time we get everything lined up, it kinda goes south.
That you're working on it. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Tim.
Yes, sir. Thank
y'all. I do got one thing. Tim, on the burning side of that, wouldn't it help you and the county if we carried all that wood debris to one location instead of having it scattered?
As far as money-wise, yeah, it probably would. But where are you going to put all that?
Well, you start looking.
I mean, it just... I mean, these people go to the roll-off sites. One day we'll have it burnt. It'll look good.
And 2 days later.
You go in there, it'll be 25 foot tall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There can't be no palm trees in Swanee.
Darn all of them.
Yeah, something we can look into.
And also, I would like to entertain the idea of looking at a chipper. To chip that, and then that stuff could be sold to that power plant in Gainesville as fuel, rather than just burning it.
There's money there. There's potential to make money there.
Chipper.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Mr. Leon?
So to give you an update on the building department, you know, since the beginning of the year, we've been meeting with a PREMA rep every Wednesday, and it never seems to end the volume of work they keep bringing us. Currently, we have 1,597 inspections on property in the entire county that we have to submit, and for them, they've identified 150 of these properties as ones I have to have a report submitted in by March. It doesn't make sense that FEMA writes the check, gives the money to the individuals, and then comes around later on and comes back and tells us, hey, you need to go and check and make sure they didn't violate the 50% rule. So there's two sides of FEMA. They don't want to talk to each other, but yet they're making us be their enforcement.
Mm.
I always try to grade on the curve, but this is going to be a huge task. And it has some repercussions if we don't complete it. So I'm trying to figure out how to complete this task in the time frame that they have set forth. I don't have all the answers yet. I just know
we're busy. The there might be some positive light to this. We've got a staff member who has resigned, turned in their resignation, and has a potential to have an opening in the building department. I think I would like to advertise to see if we can get an inspector board. I know it's kind of a tall order to fill, but I think it would be beneficial. And it's worth, you know, at least seeing if there's any interest right there. Other than that, we've been working on, of course, the ordinances and so forth like that. And I know you had, I think every one of y'all had a complaint about an individual that called, but it was a frivolous complaint. And I validated that to each one of you. Other than that, I don't have anything else unless y'all have something else for me.
Appreciate everything you do.
Leon, on this extra work that you're talking about, would it be worth trying to find a PRN person to help? The criteria is going to be high, but...
No, and I say no because... I don't know how to say this. They identified these properties right here on this list because these are the properties that apply for financial aid. Not everyone on this property list got aid. I can't really release that property list, but out of the 150 properties that they've identified, the volume of aid that they received has triggered a threshold in their spreadsheets. Those we need to look at. What I do not want to do is have somebody go down there and in their opinion, state, yes, you exceeded this 50%, now we now need to figure out how to enforce this issue. I think this is something that needs to have my attention on and proceed cautiously. You know, last thing, I don't want us to have violations out there, but at the same time, I do want to give the benefit to the citizen that if they did, if we looked at their house and we determined it was substantially damaged, we didn't turn their power back on. We went through and we did our inspections. Now, if it was questionable, we looked at it, we talked to them, we turned it on, we worked with them, but we just need to articulate that. We've done our part. Now, they might come back and they might say, you know, what they did, but at the end of the day, I get final say on this. And I'm going to always grade on the curve, if that makes sense. But I don't want to turn that over to somebody who can mess it up for us, neither.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Trying to get some help.
That's just the ugly truth about it. And it would be helpful if FEMA would ever, you know, learn to cooperate with themselves. But
we have that problem internally.
That's not going to happen.
I don't quite get it. I don't quite understand it, you know, because they're making us
do their work.
But then they hold us hostage if we don't. And it don't seem fair. It doesn't. And the crazy part is the audit person that's assigned to us, she understands it. And she has said that this has been echoed for years, ever since she started with FEMA, and they have sent it up the chain of command and said that it never went anywhere. So this isn't a new complaint, a new fault. Other communities, they have the same doings. We were in a very fortunate situation here because of the power being shut off to everybody's places.
Yeah.
For us, it was a blessing. Other communities don't seem to have that type of support, and there isn't a close working together. Don't get me wrong, in the end, I do believe that we will come out of this with good praises and good remarks. But I got to navigate through this list right here. The first 150 that we got 119 that I've identified, and then I got 31 that I need to go. Like, I need to know what they turned in. And so,
thanks,
that's all I want to say about it right here. But if you have any questions,
you want to advertise for inspector for me, right?
Correct.
Do we need a motion on that?
I don't think so. I'm just letting you know.
What you're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And I have an idea, and I'm always hopeful. We'll see.
it's going well. I think we're in a good position. And could have been a lot worse. I'd like to have this done and cleaned and cleared before the new storm season starts. The 150 properties right there, I have to give an answer on in March. The rest of them I have until December to get answers on, and those I'm not worried about. I have to go around and photograph these 150. And don't get me wrong, these properties have been photographed, and I've reached out to the property appraiser's office to get a public records request for all these photographs. So I'm going to try and help streamline this process and help as many citizens as I can. Just know if you get a phone call, like, hey, what's the building department want to talk to me about? You know, just understand that we're there to try and help them. We're not there to try and write them up or anything like that. I just need to know how to help them. If that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brown. Woo.
He's been working out.
He has.
So the first thing I have is a resolution. It's just our state matching grant that we do every year. It needs the chairman's signature and Ms. Barbie's signature. It's for a mobile oxygen generating system. It's $106,633. RMAT is 20%, which is $21,326. We currently spend about $20,000 to $30,000 a year on oxygen. So this would pay for itself in the first year and then every year after that. And we also are going to use it as a regional asset for the Tri-County area and disasters and stuff like that.
We got a motion, Mr. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
The second thing, we all know we've been to Tallahassee several times in the last week. We're going to have a long 2 weeks. We're working to advocate to lift the match on the mitigation funds. As you all know, if we don't get that match lifted, none of the rural areas that we're affected will be able to afford to pay that 20% match, which means none of that money will be able to be used for the counties that were hardest hit. Mr. Shope's working hard on that because 9 of his 11 counties are rural counties, so he's still working on that. So, Chief and Scott Garner are at the FEMA meeting. They're working on the making headway towards the mitigation projects and lifting that match as well. I've been in communication with them all week, and they're making good progress. Another thing, the ventilators from our matching grant last year are going to go on the truck next week. Dr. Wilson was here during the week. We did our last training on it. This will expand our capabilities. As you all know, we're an hour away from the hospital, and to have to ventilate somebody manually is a task. So this will expand our capabilities greatly. We got it last year's match grant, and it's a great thing for the patients. We're about to put in the AFG for cardiac monitors. They were $36,000 each last year. Now they're $47,000 each without chargers or batteries. So we got a quote for the batteries that are about to go out today, $480,000. So we're praying that we get that grant. All of our ambulance chassis arrived. Chief Brown should be bringing something to y'all next week or next board meeting. We're going to take out a loan to pay for these. We put some money aside for our re-chassis, but we also have 2 new trucks that got approved last year. And we're going to do probably a 6 or 7 year loan, just like we did with the fire trucks. The last thing, we took delivery of the tanker truck last week. We got that in appropriations. $550,000. It's at the office. If Chief Brown was here, I would have brought the trucks for everyone to see, but I didn't want to do that without him. It's at the office. It's a beautiful truck. It matches our engines. As you all know, about 60% of the county has no hydrants. So this truck allows us to bring 3,000 gallons to any fire countywide. So it's a huge thing. So that's about all I have. As far as the meeting goes, I wasn't there either, so I can't speak on it.
We listen to it whenever you get through.
Okay. But that's all I have.
All right. The meeting, what was it, Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday? Whatever, one of them days.
Wednesday.
I got this priority ranking thing here. There's 35 things on here. I want some more information. I do not see the roads. I see the roads improvements in Horseshoe. I don't see them in 20.
Yeah, that's the list that was provided to us at that meeting that day, and I had taken those roads to 20 along with the cost estimates to that meeting that day.
Yeah.
That's the list prior to me bringing the road information.
All right. Does this go on the hazmat mitigation, DR 4734? Is that what we're filing under? I know, and that's why, and it's due by April 30th. So if we don't have this stuff done and submitted by April 30th, we ain't gonna get nothing. So I want a workshop set up with the board and that office. Because looking at these lists, there's some that's deleted off of it that says completed or deleted projects. I know daggum good and well they ain't a seawall in 20, so it's deleted. Make it 4 o'clock if you can.
Four?
No, we're probably going to need an hour to everybody calm down a little bit.
Okay.
Motion to make a workshop with emergency manager at 4 o'clock.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood.
What would that date be? February 14th?
15th.
At 4 o'clock. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
I invite Greg and John to that meeting also.
I just wanted to say myself and Chief Brown will be in Tallahassee that day for the fire rescue day at the Capitol, but we'll try to leave early and get back in time.
Matt, thank you for what you're doing. Dr. Wilson, thank you for everything you do. You've been a tremendous asset for our emergency management program. Thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate
you,
your work,
yes,
too.
Sir. Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
Did y'all see my email yesterday? Any of y'all look at that? So I was at the Florida Local Government Information Security Conference yesterday, and the cybersecurity grant that we got last year, where the Lieutenant Governor Nunez came down here and made a big press conference over it, we were told yesterday that that's at risk of not being renewed this coming year. So if that comes to play, all the services that we have about 5 or 6 services, which is helping me secure our network and helping us stay compliant with Florida Statute 282. Those things help us stay compliant with that statute. So if that happens to go away, it's going to leave me mid-year because all those stuff is going to expire at the end of June. So I'm going to have to make plans between now and June to figure out what we're going to do for the remainder of our budget year. And those services equal about $131,000 all together that we got through the state funding. So if that's not renewed, that's money we've got to figure out how to come up with. If we don't have it, as you know.
Yep.
So I've been talking to Javonte this morning off and on. He had a meeting with the governor's policy group. They're actually rattling the trees right now over that because that was him and the governor and lieutenant governor's pet project with that. So they're rattling the trees right now with that. So he's supposed to be sending me the director's information so I can talk to them directly and also getting in touch with Corey and Jason and figuring out what we can do from the legislative side. So your side, y'all's contacts with them, with those two and whoever else you can wrap into it. We've got the policy there, or the money was there. We were told up front that there was $40 million allocated in this year's budget for that to be renewed. I don't really understand why it has to be talked about in this legislative session since it's already in the budget for this current year, but that's what we were told in the beginning. But now we're being told that if the budget committee drops it, it won't be renewed. That's what I'm being told. And it's at risk right now, according to what they told us yesterday.
Get us that statute number, name of it. Get it to all five commissioners, if you will. We'll start doing the same thing.
All right.
Yep.
I think that's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Gail is not here. Call his name. Miss Angie? Thank you, Miss Angie.
Paul. Yes, sir. Commissioner, if you'll turn to your manager's report, please. A few action items starting off with number one, we request board approval for the ship down payment assistance for Corey Grant in the amount of $20,000.
Motion. You got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Number two, request board approval for ship emergency repair reimbursement for Robert Zimmerman in the amount of $13,400.
Motion. Motion, second. Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number three, and please allow me to finish reading all of this. Request board approval to change the fee schedule for the community center fees as discussed in the previous workshop, with the first district being $100 rental fee per day with a $100 deposit, trail riders being $85 rental fee per day with a $100 deposit, and 55A being $65 per day rental fee with a $75 deposit. Those are the fees that we discussed in the workshop.
Motion. You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second,
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Okay, and then I just need some more direction on when you guys would like to see these changes take effect.
Chairman.
Any new bookings?
Yep.
Any new bookings?
Well, we have bookings per year.
I know. That's what I know that. Any new bookings that comes about starting today, this is the fees.
So everything that we have on the book for next year are old fees?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what.
We've been telling them they're going to change. You don't realize
how someone has someone booked for whatever amount of time, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go there and change up everything. We're going to change their plans up. I think any new booking.
Yep, new reservation.
Okay. And when do we plan on having the doors fixed with the keys, like we talked about?
We're still working on those lock boxes and how that's going to take place, but we've got plenty of time to get that in place because those things go down for a while anyway. Okay, let's go to number four. Request board approval of the NGN, Neighbors Giblin and Nickerson law firm for FY 2024-2025 legal services for our solid waste and fire assessments in the amount of $8,000.
Motion.
This is the company that provides the services for the notices and the billing for all
fire
assessment and solid waste
assessment. Okay, we've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Wait, does this include the RV special exceptions?
Yes, sir. This is just for those RV special exceptions are included in this that will get the notices.
That's what I'm saying.
But this is the company that provides all.
Yes.
So they provide that for whatever information we get.
Right. But they will be included.
Sir, as long as we have that information to be able to submit to them.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Take it all in favor.
Number five, we request board approval of the Baskin Southern Land Entry Permit for FY 2024, and this is the documents to allow us to have the access on it to be able to get it cleaned up.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Okay. Number five, request board approval to execute the contract for the Florida opioid allocation and settlement distribution between Legal Services of Florida, Inc. and Dixie County Board of County.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
That is it on the action items as far as informational items. If you'll remember, we had the workshop with Mr. Matt Pearson from Swan River Economic Council a couple of weeks ago. They're in the process of working up the documentation that we'll need to be able to put parameters in place for the hurricane housing replacement and repair. One of the items that we talked about was the length of the lien that would be placed on those new home replacements. After some discussion with Mr. Pearson and a couple of the commissioners, we would like to see that lien time change from the 20 years down to 5 years. I don't actually need a vote on that. I just need to give some direction to Mr. Pearson if that's the board's desire to have that happen, so that he presents that in his paperwork and documents, and we'll get approval at that time.
I like the 5 year myself. I think that's fair. This was a unburdened hardship was thrown on these families, and I think 5 years is plenty.
I agree.
It's my opinion.
I agree.
We have that discussion with Mr. Pearson, and then that would be in the documentation that he brings for approval. And at that time, you got to approve that. Okay. Swan River, some stormwater task force updates. We did have a stormwater task force meeting yesterday. Just to bring you gentlemen up to speed, last meeting you guys approved the purchase of the excavator that we'll be using for mulching and cleaning out and maintaining of our canal systems and ditches. We got notification yesterday that that piece of equipment is ready to be delivered. We're going to try to get that scheduled for delivery for next Thursday to our roads department. We're going to do a some demo and some training on that piece of equipment. So if any of you would like to be there when that gets delivered, it should be 9 o'clock next Thursday morning. We also talked about the airport canal project. We're waiting on Swan River Water Management District to issue permits to be able to add those additional structures there. Old 19 area is being looked at pretty hard to try to see what we can do in that area to help move some of that water along. Also, the Old Town Residential Canal System survey has been completed, and Locklear and Drummond Carpenter will begin doing some modeling on that real soon. Last week, we had several of our county employees from EMS, as well as myself, McCaskill, and some of our commissioners attend some functions in Tallahassee. We were able to meet with Representative Shope and Senator Simon. We had some good discussions with them. You know, we are going into the legislative session this year. We have several appropriations requests on the table. We did talk to them about what our top priorities would be, so if you gentlemen get the opportunity to have conversations with our representatives, please stay in their ear on what our needs are here in Dixon. We did get notification from FDOT that the three road projects that we submitted for a five-year road project plan are under review. So we'll hear at some point which one of those get programmed and what
we'll
need to continue on that. Any questions?
Yeah. Where are we at with the 349 design build?
We had a meeting scheduled with the company that's working on that for last week. We had to reschedule it because of the Tallahassee event. We've got it. I'm not sure exactly when it got rescheduled for, so, but they have been doing surveying out there and working on preliminary design. So we get progress meeting reports from them about every month. We missed one last week, so I'm just waiting on an update from them.
Okay, the other thing I got is cakes. You want to talk about the cakes?
Cakes?
Yeah. We bought $1,000 worth of cakes. The Board of County Commissioners has. And I ain't had a piece yet. And y'all ain't either.
That we ain't.
The FFA, I sent the receipt to Angie. It's $525. I've already paid for it. Need to reimburse me if y'all so choose. Board bought it. We donated it back. And it resold for another $400.
Good
so
deal.
They made almost $1,000 off
the kid
one
good
cake
money.
For the FFA. So need a motion for to spend that money?
Most.
You got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
You got your stuff, Angie?
I said I'm good.
Then we bought one at Hee Haw. Leon, I think, bought it for us. How much was that cake?
It was $500.
$500 for that cake? What'd you do with it?
A bunch of kids ate.
Yeah, Leon's kids ate a good
Leon's
cake.
Was you one of them kids, Leon?
So that one's taken care of there. So that's only two I had.
Yeah, just see me after.
Okay, thank you.
And just FYI, sir, that next scheduled meeting on the 349 progress is February 13th.
The other thing I got is we got the fair coming up. So we need to know what we got in that account. Angie, if you can, we might have to put money there, but that's what that account was originally set up for,
yeah.
So y'all be mindful of that.
Yeah,
1,025.
Well, it's 40 kids.
It's 40 kids.
Yeah.
So anyway, just y'all be mindful of that. That's all I got.
Miss Watson?
Hang on, I got some
okay.
call.
Yeah, I got some call, too.
Okay, go ahead. Gator Gas has contacted me about that they have been approached about getting a price for supply gas to the county.
And I kind of mentioned it to you.
They said they could save us quite a bit of money.
I don't know how much propane we do use, but
have you checked on any of that?
I have not, sir. We had a very busy week last week. We've been busy this week, but I will start doing a survey to see where all we actually use propane at within the county. And
I think Gator Gas is the only local gas company in the county left by the county, and if they can save us money and we can do business in the county, I'd like to do so. Yep. Mr. Wood, didn't you have something?
Yeah. The contract for Willahoe on the striping.
Mm-hmm. Did that cover the
reflectors also?
Because I was under the impression it was.
The quote that I got was just for the striping of the center
line. Okay. Well, could we get one? Could we get a quote on that? I was under the impression that it was in there. I didn't
going to have the reflectors down the center?
The reflectors
it's
down the center.
Road.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
So just check on it for me, please.
I don't know why any of that stuff was not included in the...
Should be. I mean, I thought that was a package deal.
That's part of it.
I'm saying it's very nice to have a center line on it now. But you definitely missed the reflectors. Sure.
Anything else?
The other thing I got is Miss Van Arnum approached me. And
I don't think we need to vote on this or anything.
For the sign coming into Dixie County on Highway 19 by the bridge. And she was wanting to get with the Chamber of Commerce.
Because I think they're the ones responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And
pretty much she was wanting me to, you know, go ahead and give her the go-ahead to
make communications to that, and I have no problems with
any of that. And
she said she may
need a little bit of the road department guys to do a little heavy lifting for her, but for the most part, her and the chamber would work it out.
Mr. Sheila Bryerson, I can speak to that. We're having a meeting tomorrow for Prosperity Restore Renew.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
One thing it is, we have three signs down there, so what we'd like to do is upgrade the sign, make one really nice big sign there, and we're also working on doing some garbage pickup days, so we'll be meeting tomorrow on the 25th. We're going to try to get a team together, and we're going to try to start doing roads around and try and do some pickup.
Okay.
We appreciate that very much.
Mr. Wood, as far as the... help on that sign. I did speak with Ms. Benarm this morning, and I will get her in contact with Mr. Hutchinson and whatever services we can provide or help that we can provide for as well. We'll work that with him.
Thank you, Paul.
You been contacted yet? It's coming. You got one up there at the other end of the county, a welcome sign that needs some attention also. So if you want to go ahead and give the blessings now on the north end, that's fine with me. That way, just a
one
shot deal.
That's right.
So you're good with whatever they want to do down yonder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go, Miss Sheila. Both
Thank
ends.
You, Miss Sheila.
Both ends.
Both ends. Do whatever.
You got the sign at the Swanee River Bridge and the one down there at Steinhatchee when you leave the... Yep. All right. Ms. Watson, your turn.
Just a couple things. Touched on it earlier about the short-term overnight rental ordinance. I do have it ready to place in the paper with y'all's approval. We'll start running an advertisement on it. You'll have your first reading at our next meeting. Good news, it's not 15 pages long, so it shouldn't take me all night to read it to y'all. If y'all could bless that, I would appreciate it. Again,
are you,
get a vote. Can I ask for a motion?
Y'all two work together? Yeah.
Together, it looks great.
Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
I would like y'all to approve me spending your money. But, that being said, our last meeting we spoke about, and I'm going to just call her by name, Miss Nicole Darling's body being still at the medical examiner's office. We made contact with the son. We did actually facilitate all that, had all of that fixing to be completed, and Miss Nicole's mom went on the 30th and picked the body up and took it to have it cremated. So that is no longer our issue. I will continue to work on the ordinance so that we don't have this position again, so that if we can't get a family member to approve disposal within a timely manner, that we can move forward and we won't be sitting here, you know, a year later asking for that. One other point of business. I know y'all are aware of the condition of Sherd Park and of the Horseshoe Park, and probably maybe in Mangina or wherever, but a huge concern is our Sherd Park. We, as you know, we normally rent out camping spots down there. We have some buildings down there, like the restrooms, that are compromised. Our pavilions are compromised. From a legal standpoint, the fact that we know that, we need to take action. If we fail to basically rope it off, condemn it, put up signs, whatever, make the public aware it's not safe, do not go into it, then if something does happen to them, we're sitting in a much greater liability situation. So I wanted to bring that before the board. My suggestion is that we close the park until we can get it. And I'm not saying close it to foot traffic, close it to overnight camping and people such as that, but we're going to have to do something about these structures, because if little Sally Sue gets hurt, we're going to be looking at a huge lawsuit there. Of course, gentlemen, that's your position on how y'all feel about those, but we do have that problem due to the hurricane, where we've got several structures that probably we should not be allowing our citizens to have access to.
Well, my thoughts on it, we tried to close it, they keep tearing the gate down and all that. Well, I'm going to leave it open and rope off those structures that they're not supposed to be or don't need to be around. And
I think we need to also post some signs. I mean, because we need to make it as clear as possible that it's at the restricted area, they shouldn't be accessing it. Nothing totally relieves anyone from liability, but if we don't take as public a stance on it as we can, and something happens to a citizen down there, we're going to be looking at a huge issue. You know, we've been sued over teeter totters, so you can only imagine if we have a building collapse.
Right. Paul, in our meeting workshop, that on hold on where we're at with our parks, community center in Suwannee, and just a good update also on that. I know they went down there yesterday and worked on the roads and fixed the roads going in there by the bridge. Just get us a good solid update for that workshop, please.
And probably one other issue. I know we normally collect for camping down at these sites.
We don't need to have no camping down there.
Well, my understanding, we don't have any potable water or septic down there right now. And if we're accepting money, I think we're accepting responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So the only thing we could do is we could allow tents or
preferably
tents.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to monitor it?
I don't think
who's going to monitor it? Exactly.
People come down there and let the kids play on the beach and go home.
I mean, hopefully we're not talking about long-term, because I know it is one of our income, you know, and it's the place that stays booked. And I know our need for the revenue,
yes.
You know, so I'm not trying to curtail that, but I am trying to look out for
safety.
The safety of, you know, we charge, and I don't even know exactly what the price is, so I'm just pulling this number out of the air off of our other buildings here. We charge $100 a night for camping, and we end up in a $100,000 or $1 million lawsuit. It's
$10.
I thought it was a lot less, but I wasn't going to go out on the limb.
There are a lot of people. I do get calls about the park. There are people who are totally self-contained, and they're overlanding vehicles and such, and so I've, you know, wanted some clarity on that. They are self-contained, so, you know, they, by roping off the facilities and letting them know that these are not usable, I think is one good way of doing it, but it's up to you all whether you want to do specifically.
I agree with that, but we need funding for
insurance
purposes. Yeah. And my concern is self-contained.
Yeah. Who's going to monitor the ones
who don't check where we're dumping?
Once you let that in, they're going to think this.
Absolutely.
Here's my thought on the whole thing, Reed. I said the privilege can be. If you're not going to allow that, you're going to have somebody police it anyway, because generally there's nobody down there. If people's going to roll in there, they're going to set their stuff up. And someone's going to have to get up and tell them to be removed.
And we've got a manager.
Who is it now?
He's there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And he'll catch them before they wake up.
And I think maybe he has been doing his job. Exactly. So that's the reason I'm making this comment. I think we probably need to, you know, I have no problem with him continuing to do his job, but I think maybe we should not collect money. We should, you know, kind of encourage them to pull on out and not take money. So we're not, you know, basically we've told them they can't there. It's closed.
I follow your recommendation.
Yes.
I appreciate that very much.
I
appreciate that.
I don't want nobody down there going down there and getting hurt about parts. People go down there and
I love Sher. I think we all do. You know, it's one of the places we all like to go and kick around, but.
Yeah. All right.
And then
are we going to put on this?
We're discussing overnight. Can people still go and visit for the day, or is that also?
They can still visit.
Right. Well, and that's the board's decision.
We can't suffer while we do.
No, they're going to go down there anyway.
Our biggest thing is these structures that are compromised, which is pretty much everything down there, is roped off in their signage. They're telling them that. Even our dock. You know, we've got, let me rephrase that, the non-existing dock, you know, they're debris and different things. So, you know, there's some safety issues there that even though it's visible, you know, people still sue people for that. So my recommendation is we post as much signage as we can telling them, you know, off limits, you know, restricted area or whatever.
Mr. Hatch?
My motion is to rope the building off, finance the building, quit collecting money, and leave it the rest of it alone.
Second. We got a motion.
That means, now that means they, in a self-contained thing, they can still use that part. That's my motion.
If they see a self-contained thing, then the others will still want to do it too.
We're not collecting money, period. We've got our hazards identified.
Yes.
We've got a man that goes down there every day, and if he sees anything wrong, he'll do what he always does. He'll ask them to leave. If not, they refuse. He'll call Hutch. Hutch goes down there, ask them to leave again. That don't work. We get the law down there. Then they do leave, or they go to jail.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. A second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have.
Okay.
Shana, I have a question. Are we going to do a new contract for the community building where it's set the wording, or do y'all want me to do that, or I did it before.
I think you do it or verify it. That's my opinion.
I just read it through me.
Okay. So, and somebody calls me today and wants to book something. And how soon do we want that deposit?
If they want to reserve, I would say if they're reserving it, I need to put my deposit down because otherwise I'm going to give it to the next person in line.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're booking for next year. Am I holding that check for that year? Cash?
And that's something else.
At this point, the park is closed. You have to return funds, and they have to rebook once we get back up. In my mind. If they put prepaid,
we're talking about the community building.
I think if you got something booked, this is my opinion, just kind of keep from holding money and holding checks if within a 30-day window. If I'm going to use this thing March the 30th, by March 1st, I should have your money to you and reserved it. Does that make sense?
30 days before your rent.
That way you ain't holding money and for a year.
We already have booking for the next year is the reason.
Yeah.
30 days. Okay.
Are you doing half of what the rental is? That what your deposit is, or what's your deposit?
We don't have a deposit right now.
We don't have to.
Only thing I had is what Tane has already brought up, so
I handed out the write-off for the fixed asset. The list is attached, and it's items that are under the $5,000 threshold, but they've been on the books forever, and we're seeking the board approval to write these off and get them off the books, and we're trying to get the list weeded down and getting ready to do the inventory for 24 and get that off of our...
I'll make a motion.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Jackie, can I get a copy of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello,
Jackie, I'm sorry, and I didn't bring it up, but do we know where all this equipment went and stuff? Or is this stuff that we haven't been able to locate?
No, it's under the threshold of that's what I put on top of it was the ordinance. The ordinance has been in effect, I can't remember the date on it, but it's right there.
Okay. And my apologies because I didn't get a copy, and I'm review it, and I'm like...
That's why I attached that, because the board already approved writing them off. And it doesn't mean that departments don't keep track of their stuff. It means that we don't have to inventory it and keep it capitalized.
Thank you, Ms. Jackie.
Most of that's already depreciated off anyway. I mean, there's nothing on it that's a big dollar value. It's only $140,000 altogether. So it's not big money at this point. We probably couldn't find it if we had to anyway. be honest.
Good morning, board. You all should have kind of a recap of our budget so far for this year. We are working with Mr. Power, trying to get ready for our audit. We are already with the Sheriff's Department now this week, so that's great. We're really ahead of schedule, which is amazing. And hopefully we'll be be ready within a few weeks, I think, for them to start coming and working with us. So Mr. Powell's already, you know, helping us get things ready, so the auditors should be coming in pretty soon for the county. And but if you guys have any questions, you will notice down in SHIP that $3.4 million budget amendment. That's the money that was sent to the US for what Palmer talked about earlier. So that's just kind of what that is there. So I think we're pretty much looking okay right now. I mean, if you guys have any questions, y'all are always more than welcome to stop in finance or come by, call us, whatever. If there's something that you see that you're not comfortable with or familiar with, we can help educate you. That's what we're here for.
I got something, but my sinuses got stopped up. But anyway, we need to build a reserve for the county so that we don't have to keep going to Tallahassee begging to get more money. And it seems like every time I ask about earmarking something to start building a reserve, I'm told by finance we can't do that. Like the recent money from WC that wasn't in the budget per se, the amount of money that he was bringing in from the metal from the roll-off site, then I asked about trying to earmark that, put it in a special account, and then said we couldn't do that. But if it wasn't, if y'all wasn't planning on that money, how come we can't put it? I'm just asking.
Well,
you got to start somewhere.
In the case of WC's money, of the scrap metal money, mm-hmm. your solid waste is already in the hole every year. Mm-hmm. It's subsidized by general funds. All that's going to do is help. It's helping to run the deficit lower.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have access to build a fund balance. If you were breaking even, or at least breaking even, you'd be ahead right there in general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not. You're way in the other direction. And it's the same way with the road department. The road department is subsidized by general fund. There's no excess, because any fund balance you're going to increase would come from general fund, so it would reduce your general fund balance. And you don't have money there either, really. I mean, you've got a little bit, but it's barely. And this past fall, Paul knows, I mean, there was lots of days that I was like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this?
Holding our breath.
Every single payday, every single time we did check, we were watching to see if a check came in to do the rest, because the big money doesn't come in until the end of November. And it starts then. It isn't the big money. The big money is really December, January, and a little into February that you get a bigger amount of money. But I would love, how you build fund balance is the fund balance at the end of each fiscal year needs to be bigger than the year before. And we're actually going the other direction. And it all depends on, we have very, any little bit of increase in revenues, we've actually spent in salaries, retirement, and other benefits. You know, there hasn't been any, there's no excess. I wish there was, but I don't know, we got to figure out how to get more revenue in order to build the fund balance. It's where you need to be. I totally agree. I don't have a money tree. We can't figure that out.
I guess what it is, during our audits and all that stuff, y'all saying we're okay, but listen to you, we're not okay. We're still way in the hole.
We're okay budget-wise. It's not, we're making it. We're paying the bills. We're paying salaries. We're okay. We're not getting ahead, though.
Just said that all these departments are in a deficit, so that means they're going the other way.
You would be if general fund wasn't subsidizing us. That's my point. If you looked at solid waste, for instance, here's the revenue, here's the estimated expenditures. There's a negative So then, therefore, general fund.
I understand all that. I guess in my mind, I'm trying to concept. We're not in the hole. We've been taking care of it, but we're bringing a little extra money, but we still can't put that somewhere else. It's got to go fill this hole.
Because it's spent. It's spent. I'm
trying
to get it up.
You're having to use the
tax rate. It's already been spent, and we ain't even got it yet.
Yeah.
$100,000 in the hole, Dave.
I mean, it's a hard thing. I don't know the answer.
I appreciate everything you do, but we got to figure out a way. I mean, talking to the other counties up there, a lot of them has got, I mean, they've got money in their
Think about how many people they have in their counties.
Some of them are small counties like us.
Think about the tax base. If you talk to, I'm not an expert at the property appraiser stuff, but, you look at the values of the property. You look at what the average income for the county. There's a lot of things to look at besides small county. I don't have a wonderful yardstick. You'd be better off if you had more site-built homes. You'd be better off if you had. I mean, there's different economic indicators that would help, but it's not a quick fix, and it's not something that, we've got to attract more site-built homes so they're paying more taxes, and it helps.
Don't get me wrong, I appreciate we came a long way since you got here, but we still got a ways to go.
I totally agree. I just don't know how to make more money. Those are little things, all the little things help, but it's either, the way that the economics of it works is you either increase your revenues or you decrease expenditures.
Which is services.
Which is services, exactly. Right.
I guess. We're striving to do better, just so the public knows, on the numbers on these community buildings. We took what that building cost us per year to upkeep, and that's what we set those fees on. Actually, we should have set them a little higher so that could bring it in a little instead of breaking even.
We're not talking. We're not talking tens of thousands of dollars here. It's not enough to build a fund balance up with, is what I'm saying. It's a step forward.
This is a step forward, like you said. I mean, we actually have done multiple things. The dumpster program that honestly, I would like an update from that to what our shipping fees is now, what we were spending to set dumpsters for $50. So there is multiple things that's changed, and each little bit helps. I mean, it takes a penny to make a dollar. So it'd be better to go to a quarter to make a dollar. But there again, we do have to, the human aspect of our location, of our per capita income around. So we got to take all that into factor.
Yes,
because you're exactly right. And honestly, this subdivision, 30-something new homes, that's the biggest economic driver you can ever have, a subdivision.
Absolutely.
So there is some steps.
Like those homes is
absolutely the best.
It's better than RV sites.
Yeah, but also in that, I got to defend them too, but also a vacant piece of property is $35 on our property tax roll. So if you put an RV on there for $310 that you renew every year, so that...
Now you're better off.
You're better off. Plus, you put the special exception on it also, so now you went to $650 on a vacant piece of property versus $35. There's been a lot of that has changed, and we're going to reap the benefits soon. Y'all come here when I remember when y'all come here. It's me, but it's pretty good. But
really,
must be a Florida Gator. We did, and we love each other now. So, but honestly, you've got to stand there and say, hey, this board has really made some major, significant changes, and everything comes out of general fund. I don't care what it is. Everything goes in and comes out of the general fund. If you build your general fund and cut your supplies that comes out of that, that's how you build fund balance at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, you got some money to put in a fund balance line.
Yeah.
Yep. Today we don't, but I promise you, every year we do budget, it gets a little bit better. Yep. Y'all's first budget y'all ever done, you got about 6 more shades of gray in your hair
that you won't get this year.
And Brenda's got enough for hair color that she's not going to get them anyway.
We have made big strides.
Huge. So,
but, you know, for this county to be absolutely healthy and vibrant and growing, we've got to go the next step.
The next level.
And that's going to take, it's going to take everybody. It's going to take TVC. It's going to take all the towns, it's going to take all of y'all.
Yep.
It's going to take everybody working
together
to build it up and make this the place to be.
Exactly right. Yeah. And we yeah. are. I think with the city meetings, with the TDC, TDC is heavily involved now. We are controlling spending a little bit better than we've ever had in the past. I think, honestly, we're doing a great job.
We got a little ways to go. I got a few more things on my list.
Hey, if we did not have goals, we today.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day. If we couldn't do our job better tomorrow, we need to leave today.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, we've been working on a lot of things. I mean, I had a long, you'll remember my board was just covered with little writing of the list, and it's got hardly anything on it anymore. You know, I've got some big new projects that I'm trying to get, you know, worked in and get that next step of fine tuning. But we're getting there.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say, how's Eunice doing? Because we was ready to fire her, remember?
I'm going to be in trouble.
And she's still doing it.
I'm going to be in trouble, but Munis still sucks.
But she's still working.
But it's still working. We've got to get, I'm telling Mr. Stevenson, number one, we need to do research before we pick a new software.
Exactly right.
And we need to make sure we don't get another thing that isn't worth having. We have identified, we've been working on getting a lot of things fixed in units, but it's a struggle, and it's not user-friendly, and it still gives us fits of us pretty regular, but we're getting there. The other thing is you know, we have been behind the eight ball on this accounting, and this year, them being here in January, starting an audit, is a world record for this county.
Yeah.
Now, you know, whether we'll, are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But we're a whole lot closer than we were. But to get this audit done, because it'll be done actually on time, barring the catastrophe of some kind, you're going to have an audit on June 30th, which is the state statute date that you're supposed to have it done by. And that is huge. And it's taken
I can't remember it happening.
It was taking me 3 years. I mean, I've been here 3 years, but I was going to be here 3 months. Anyway,
I'm glad when you have
yeah, I mean, but it has been a struggle. It has been a struggle every day. And we have really good people working. We're working hard. The department heads have worked hard. Y'all have worked hard. You know, we're getting there. But, you know, it's getting these processes in place, getting these things flowing like it's supposed to, getting everybody cooperating. You know, the cooperation we get with the county manager's office goes a long way, the department heads and everything. And it's, you know, everybody's had to get stuff fixed to get it to flow properly. And, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It was broken. It was broken, and it's not broken. It's got a few scabs here and there, but it's not broken anymore. So, in my opinion.
We make a great team.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all very much. All right. Commissioner items. Mr. Wood?
I just want to apologize about not being here last week. Believe it or not, I was being hard-headed and didn't go to the doctor when I should have. So, and I didn't listen to my wife either. I had to say that. All record saying that. But everything's good to go now. Just had to have a small procedure. Good to go.
appreciate everything everybody does.
I think I've covered all my scribble that I've had, and just I do want to thank the science department and for their work and everyone else. A lot of hard work goes on behind the scenes to make this train stay on the track. But thank y'all.
Steve?
Yes, I want to thank everybody for the jobs they do helping us navigate through this county and trying to make it better for all of our citizens. And I want to thank everybody that had to do with the festival down there in Horseshoe. Mm-hmm. It was real good. Miss Barbie was down there. I don't know if y'all went. I didn't see any of y'all because I had to leave go to another birthday party. And it's really good to see people come together and try to get something back normal with all the devastation we had with the hurricane. And, you know, we've been... I'm on that board that you was on the Florida Crown Resource. I want to thank Mr. Robert Jones there trying to navigate all of our Dixie County and the small rural counties trying to navigate that process with Lockwood County. It's been a nightmare. It's still not settled. And, he's here to meet with Mr. Paul, and we're going to have a meeting with all our county attorneys and try to get that worked out where they don't try to control and rule the rural counties. And I just want to thank you for everything you do, Mr. Jones. I believe if I'd have been you, I'd be in Chattahoochee by now. I just want to thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but we're going to make it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all I have.
Mr. Stevenson? I got one thing other than I want to thank everybody. Miss Jackie Mutis is not that bad. She's 30 years old. My QuickBooks, we have to change it every couple of years. So, I mean, she's still kicking. Paul, Garto Springs, before we get into the summer season, I want to get with the museum manager or road superintendent or whatever. Let's do a planogram and lay out where we want RVs to be and stuff so we can have a better control of how that's being done. So some of them go park this way and block sites and get with the attendant down there where we can collect the fees and see how many we can actually squeeze in there.
Remember the DEP regulations when you go to squeeze them in there? There is some regulation there. Like we had at Horseshoe at one time. I think we was renting 20 spots out and legally we couldn't do but 9. So keep that in mind.
Well, I want to get it laid out where what we're supposed to have and get it where we know what we can do.
Right.
And I want to get some type of process where we can reserve them or whatever. Because I know it's been being first come, first served, but if you've got a vacation thing coming up and you want to use that park, and it's kind of hard to plan your family vacation on first come, first served, not knowing if you're going to be able to get a spot or whatever. And the other thing, I've got an informational item. The turnip thing's going really well. I'm moving that trailer all over the county. People's picking them up, and it's a blessing.
They are good.
And the other thing, Valentine's Day's coming up. If you see one of these in the store, I tested one of these. Because anything that goes pop or boom knows how to do the fireworks. I got to check them out. Do not point these at whoever to shower with this, because you probably won't get no hugs and kisses. So it will knock a hump inside your face. You get
all right.
So that's all I have.
Have Teresa come clean this shit. Give Jody a broom.
You wouldn't have thought that would do that.
But, Miss Tracy used it on Mr. Jody's reason why
he
brought
it. Knocked me out.
I was told you she meant to.
I want to say we had a good crowd, and I know I say it all the time, but our meetings are getting better and better. I think so anyway. So I appreciate every one of y'all, because there's a lot of y'all that comes to every meeting. Thank y'all for that. Y'all let us know what's going out there sometimes we miss. And like Ms. Barbie says, it takes all of us working together in the whole county. We can make our county a better place. Not just five of us, not just us, but every single one of us. It makes it to make our county a better place for all of us.
Yes.
So now it's y'all's turn.
Anybody like to say anything? Go ahead.
The two nameplates, could we move them so that they're one slot over? That way they would be in front of the right people.
Well, that's because we used to have Mr. Dwayne up here with me, you know. That way I can pick which
one. How about that? That better?
Well, no, I want to move.
Oh, you want them to move? Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised Miss Hardison didn't get this after the, you know, the...
What is it?
I got you, Miss
Right here, look at this. Now we're good.
There we go.
Wow. Well, you won't
thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll send you an invoice.
I figured so. Anybody else?
I just want to tell Mr. Mark I'll bring him a piece of cake. I got a connection with a lady.
Oh, now.
Yes, young, you do. We got a young man right here on the front row.
I'm Donald O'Clair. I'm down next to the new trailer park going in at the old rock pit on Hicks Road. I'm kind of a little concerned on some of the leveling going on, and I talked to the man quite a bit, and he's pretty nice. But he's telling me that the way he wants to run sewer and septic systems at each site, and I know he's been how a health department is on him, saying he's got to do it a certain way. And I'm kind of concerned because I'm DEP regulated for my water and for farming. If I have any kind of runoff come onto my property as far as killing my wells, I'm pretty much shut down, especially if it's feces, you know, cows, people, things like that, and there's no coming back for that. When they close it, they close it, which is my business, you know.
Yep.
So I don't, he told me if he has to, he was putting a septic at each site. And I don't know if that's the norm or if it's just a hookup that runs to a main septic line that goes to a main tank like a water plant, you know.
The Segal, I'm in the septic tank business. The Segal septic will actually be bigger than a bigger one because the bigger one, you're dosing all that in a confined area. And it's going to leach down through. When you spread it out, it gives more area so that not to contaminate so bad. We'd also talk to that man when he first came here. He's supposed to take some dirt and put around the edge of that thing so it retains all the water, would not run off his place on JT property, if I recall.
Yeah. Well, he's been building up, you know, bringing stuff up to...
Right. So, I mean, it should be designed so there's no runoff leaves there, rainwater runs off of that, because that was one of the stipulations that we set forth.
Right.
He will follow all the EP
state guidelines. House, you know, up at the house, so I'm up on that ridge. And what, when you get down to the corners of my property, everything's kind of running to him, and at the same time, he's bringing it up. So it is making...
But it sounded like you want your water to run on him rather than stay on you.
No. I would like... I don't want him...
He said it's all running toward him and he's building it up.
As long as it stays on the ridge and not comes all the way onto me.
His plan actually contains all his water to stay on him. And his septic systems will follow state and guidelines.
Okay. That's so, where I was really
yeah,
that,
issue. That's that already been...
Water is if there was a leak or something was to happen, where am I at this situation? You know,
yeah, I'll give you a brief instance on that on the leaks or whatever. The gentleman in the back from sewer plant, they had one, they just got a little warning or whatever. I could have my septic truck on 19 and it drip on the pavement. I get a fine and they won't take me to jail.
Yep.
That's how the regulations are out.
What day you drive
it? Huh? They have to be too many doors from your well
septic tank system, whatever. And if they do closed, no, no. You just told me it's a DEP well. It's 200.
And to be honest with you, the Jamie's in the well business. As far as the wells in this county pulling samples, there's very few that we don't pull fecal on that ain't got something in it. I don't know. I mean, that just...
Yep. You, they have to be 200 feet from your well. If they ain't, they got to move them. Because your well is already there, already existing.
He's kind of putting all that in the mix, the septic, the water, the other stuff. So he's trying to find out really where he's going, so he's doing it for one time shot, not over and over.
See, I've been talking to him for 8 months,
yeah.
And he's, I'm slowly but surely getting him educated on the well. I told him, because if I do it, it's going to be done by Swan River Waterman. If it's the state rules, or he can find somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
And good luck finding somebody else.
Yeah. I went through a lot of money, so.
Anybody else got anything to say? All right, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Approved, you'll get up on the road.
Mr. Robert.